Madam Chair, I appreciate the discussion. We'll ensure that we follow back with both applicants and put together an agreement with the Midwest to begin their marketing efforts for the next go around. Thank you.
We're going to continue to item 21 on our list, the aquatic management priorities, and John Lott is here. Welcome, sir.
Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. At the December meeting of the Commission, I shared with you the management priorities, if you will, for aquatics and fisheries management with the department. And there were a number of priorities established for each of the management areas across the state, but also for statewide programs that we have. And then at the top, we had four priorities of urban and community fisheries, increasing our stocking capacity in our hatcheries, habitat and access, and then evaluating everything we do. Following the commission meeting in December, we went out for public input on those, and we received about 25 individual comments, and then besides those, the Rooster Bait Shop in Rapid City, they requested input on their Facebook page, so we also considered that. They submitted some comments also that they gathered in their store. And I believe yesterday you heard from the Lake Oahe Walleye Restoration Coalition about their input on the management's priorities as well. Just a brief summary of some of the comments that we received. In the Black Hills, one of the main things, there was a request that we increase ice fishing and shore fishing access. Especially on standing waters, there was also support for improving the size of the perch in Deerfield, which we have as a priority for that particular management area. Walleye stocking and evaluations was also something we heard a lot about, also cleaning stations. West River, the walleye fishery in Ballantluish was something we heard about. Specifically, I believe the lack of fish currently below the protected slot there, which is the majority of the fish that are available to harvest. And that will go up and down every year as the various years of walleye production enter the fishery, if you will. And there are times where the production isn't as high, and you'll have that result of not a lot of fish below the slot. West River also, we had better shore fishing access down, and that is a priority currently in the West River list. The Upper Missouri River, not surprisingly, Lake Oahe walleye management, stocking, and also concerns about deep water fish at times in Oahe. And the Northeast, protecting bluegill and crappie, and then the bluegill fishery and the walleye fishery on Big Stone Lakes were the main things we heard about. In association with the comments, the one change we did make in the priorities, and I handed out the just the overall priorities for each of the management areas and statewide this morning for your reference, we did add in shore and ice fishing in the Black Hills. That is something that is we are certainly aware of, and Black Hills, it's somewhat of a challenge because we are working very often with federal agencies on that access as well. So it isn't only the department and the public, there's also a federal agency involved in that. But that is added there as a priority on Black Hills. Now, overall, one thing we also are going to be adding in that printed document that you had in your December commission packet is a set of measurable outcomes, if you will. In the previous planning efforts we've done from 2014 to 18 and then from 2019 to 23, in the 2014 to 2018 planning effort, we did have in there measurable outcomes. And we like to focus those at the top level of looking at what we're able to do as a program in aquatics. And that really is returned to the public. So in there we have things such as how satisfied are anglers? Typically we have a goal of annually having an average of over 70% of anglers in the state with angler survey being satisfied. We also set a goal for things like the number of licenses that are sold, not specifically the number each year, but an increasing trend of those over time, because you're always going to have things that, for whatever reason, as we saw with the parks visitation numbers, they go up and down every year depending on the environment and other factors, but that increasing trend over time. And then a big one is just the angler or a public fishing days out there. We certainly want to sell licenses, but we want to see the public out there also. And that's a number that we're able to glean off of the statewide angler survey as well. And that would be, I believe right now we're looking at about 3 million angler days a year we're hoping to shoot for. With that being for licensed anglers, we only really include in the angler survey anglers who are licensed, of course, which means we're not able to count the angler days for those who would be the youth, if you will, under 18. So we have that as a benchmark as well. Hatcheries, a big one for us is not the number of fish that we're able to produce. Instead, what we really want to focus on is increasing our capacity and making sure we have the ability to raise the fish that we need to meet managers' needs. And we would like to do that by 2029. That seems like a long time in the future. But when you start to talk about engineering and partnerships, relationships, building things, availability of products, having to get things up and running, it takes time. We're going to do it as fast as we can. Currently, we have a new building at Cleghorn that they're installing some recirculating aquaculture equipment into. It's very hard to get that equipment right now because everybody else is out to recirculating aquaculture as well. So it's very in demand. We're also pursuing other avenues. You've heard about South Dakota State University. And we have been contacted by Northern State as well. And we are internally looking for how we can take the facilities we have and add in additional production capacity. We're looking at inside a Blue Dog right now in a building we don't use for other purposes right now to see if we're able to do something there. But overall, there is this desire, and a measurable outcome for us would be by that year 2029, being able to routinely meet those needs. The Walleye Coalition yesterday, they spoke about measurable, specific objectives, and there, on a fishery like Oahe, it's very difficult for us to set a number we stock every year, simply because that fishery changes every year. The number of walleyes, the number of prey, what happens with water level management, the amount of harvest. And what we do is we take the survey data we have, we take the management actions that we've done, and we evaluate that annually. And then for the next year, we make a recommendation for the best approach to stock that water. And there's an example. There are a lot of times we will stock the water 1 year, but then we don't stock the next year, simply because if that initial stocking took, then we're stocking a bunch of small fish right on top of the fish that we stocked the previous year. And that might result in two things. Either the new fish we stock aren't going to make it, or they both will make it, but the growth will be slowed. So as an example, there's some examples there for why on a specific fishery, if you will, we're not going to say in 7 years we want to know we can or going to be stocking however many million walleyes. It's evaluated every year over time, and the big thing for us as a department is to make sure we have the capacity to meet whatever the needs are out there. With that, I ask for the commission's adoption of the fisheries management priorities. Be very happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good, thank you. Any questions for John? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, John. I appreciate this. On the Missouri River priorities, I see you have just an identified issue of potential conflicts among some of the angler groups and whatnot. Is that in a particular area of the Missouri that you see that, or is that in fishing contests? Where are you seeing this, and how? I know you. That's one of your ways that you'd like to address it. And
yes, with
what do you foresee on that?
Yes, but through the chair, Commissioner Bartling. On the Missouri River, it's a very unique fisheries resource. It's certainly a destination for a lot of it, both anglers and boaters, if you will. And the issues, they change up and down the system, but we have some very common ones. One would be is there is concern at times about tournaments, either the number and locations of them, and then how that impacts other anglers or boaters. And then also the harvests associated with tournaments. Things like fishing deep, release mortality, and those types of things. There's also, over time, there have been more issues with conflicts between anglers and recreational boaters. As an example, if you go down to Lewis and Clark on a weekend, you can see that body of water gets a lot of use, and whenever you have a body of water that loved by the public, you are going to have those conflicts. So that is something that we work very hard on addressing with parks and the public, and I think there'll always be issues there. But if there's a way for us to work on and address them, that's certainly a priority for us.
And thank you for that, John. I appreciate that. I know I do hear maybe some concerns from folks of ice fish. The ice gets crowded. So, I don't know. A second question, sedimentation into the Missouri River. And I'm thinking, the White River flow into Lake Francis, and I believe, is it the Niagara? Is there anything that we can address with that, or is that just going to be a Mother Nature issue we'll always have?
Through the chair, Commissioner Bartling, that's one that I've been involved with a lot over the years. And I've been a part of work groups. There's been efforts. Currently, there's the Missouri River Sediment Action Coalition, which is a group out of the lower Missouri River, up below Randall there for dealing with the sediment in Lewis and Clark. And one thing with sediment is it's you don't see the impact of sediment. We have a rain, the water looks muddy, but at the end of the year, you don't really understand the magnitude of it. And I can't remember the number. The Corps shared the amount of sediment that enters the upper end of Lewis and Clark in a year, and it was like feet of sediment over a section of land. So when you start to think about the magnitude of it, it's really incredible. And when they built the reservoirs, they knew there would be sedimentation. There are certainly issues with it. I don't know how realistic it is to reduce the amount in the reservoirs. There certainly are efforts to slow the inflow. One big thing, though, with South Dakota are the soils that we have. And in a river like the White, the Bad, the Niobrara even, a fair amount of the sediment is from just the erosion of the banks themselves, from the bed and the bank, because of the clay soils. So there's a lot of efforts over time that are focused on watershed management, and that's a place for us to help contribute. The work the department does in private lands, the work that we do in aquatics with retention dams on on other waters, things like that are a place that we're able to have an impact. But I think they're always going to be a problem, and they will most likely continue to increase. The delta of the White River, there are times of the year where they drop the water there, that there's almost two pools in the reservoir, if you will, as a result of that delta. But unfortunately, I believe there are things we just have to live with because the magnitude of the sediment annually that comes in is so huge.
Good. Any additional comments, questions? Secretary Roebling.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank all the fishery staff for the hard work on this plan. And you know, I'm always pushing the status quo. And John, I know sometimes you're like, oh boy, here we go again. But I just want to thank you for all your hard work and continuing guiding this team of professionals in a positive way here. And there's a lot of work here that needs to be done, but there's a lot of work that has been done. We have incredible fisheries across the state. Super proud of the fisheries team and all the work they've done, and we'll continue doing great things for the state of South Dakota, so thank you.
Very good. With that, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to adopt.
Moved by Commissioner Bartley to adopt.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of adoption, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, it is adopted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good work.